flu at the start of winter is quite common, according to NICD medical epidemiologist Dr. Sibongile Walaza, but she says the infection can become severe.
Normally, as South Africa is a temperate country, we normally have our influenza season during our winter months. So we'd have cases starting to increase from the second or third week of April, and we'd have the season for the rest of the winter, and then circulation then continues. Of course, this was before we had COVID and there were measures to prevent respiratory diseases, which are spread by respiratory droplets. So people were putting masks and social distancing. So we had lower numbers of influenza during the 2020 period and some later in 2021. It is common. We expect it to be circulating because this is the time. But in terms of whether it's going to follow the same patterns as previously, it still remains to be seen. People will have symptoms for 3 to 4 days, but can extend up until 7 days. And most people will get the influenza virus and therefore have influenza, and they'll get better. And your symptoms do vary in terms of presentation. So some people will have things like fever, cough, and nasal congestion and sore throat and generalized body pains. But for some people, you know, it can even get worse, that they get it in the lungs and they have a pneumonia and they get very sick, and some people be hospitalized and some even die because of influenza.
One of the defense measures to prevent infection is the flu vaccine, Walaza explains.
So influenza vaccines, it is a vaccine that is meant to prevent the illness that is caused by the influenza virus. So that will be the flu. So that's a vaccine that's meant to protect individuals against getting influenza. They're not 100% effective, but they do prevent infection, and also they do prevent, reduce the numbers of people who become ill and become hospitalized and who die from influenza. You know, in terms of getting the influenza vaccine, I always advise that people should get it before the season, because it takes about 2 weeks after you've received your influenza vaccine to develop enough immune responses to be able to protect yourself against getting the influenza. So you need time to give your immune system to respond.
Over the past 2 years, we've been hit by another form of flu while people are vaccinating against COVID-19. Walaza recommends people to get both vaccines and says it is never too late to get a flu shot, but suggests people vaccinate before the start of the winter season.
So it is necessary to get both. So remember, with your influenza vaccine, so influenza vaccine will protect you from influenza, so which will protect you from flu, right? And then the COVID vaccine will protect you from getting COVID. Those two diseases are caused by two different viruses. And even though the presentation may be similar, but it's two viruses that cause the different illnesses. So it's important for people to get those. And we're saying that people should follow their schedule of getting vaccines. So if an individual is due for a booster shot, they should go and get their booster shot. But if now, for an example, you due for a booster shot and you also want to take the influenza vaccine, you can take them on the same day. The healthcare professional will just give you one vaccine on the opposite arm, so they won't give it to you on the same arm.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.